Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Screenwriters and Hollywood studios have reached a tentative three-year contract. NPR's Mandalito Barco reports the Writers Guild of America calls the deal exceptional with meaningful gains and protections for writers.
Striking screenwriters gathered at a bar in North Hollywood to cheer for the NEGCON, the negotiating committee that made a deal with the CEOs of Disney, Netflix, NBC Universal, and Warner Brothers Discovery. Until the writers vote to seal that deal, their nearly five-month-long strike continues. Writers Guild of America leaders encouraged them to support the striking actors' union SAG-AFTRA on their picket lines. They've been on strike since July over similar concerns, streaming residuals and artificial intelligence. The double strikes ground Hollywood productions to a halt, but soon late-night and daytime talk shows could be back on the air. ABC says the new season of Dancing with the Stars will premiere tomorrow. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
President Biden met today at the White House with Pacific Island leaders as the U.S. continues to compete against Chinese influence in the region. President promising the U.S. will do more to help island nations mitigate the effects of climate change.
We hear your calls for reassurance that you never, never, never will lose your statehood or membership of the UN as a result of a climate crisis. Today, the United States is making it clear that this is our position as well.
Biden announced today the U.S. is establishing diplomatic relations with two more South Pacific islands, the Cook Islands and Niue. Former President Trump says Republicans should stop wasting their time on the GOP primary debates. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports on Trump's latest efforts to unite Republicans behind his own campaign.
The former president is increasingly turning his attention toward the general election. At a rally in South Carolina, he urged Republicans to spend less time and money on his Republican rivals and instead help him defeat Joe Biden in next year's presidential election.
We're going up, and we're the only ones going up. They're going down. They're going down, down, down. They ought to stop wasting their time. You know, they're wasting a lot of time on these ridiculous debates that nobody's watching.
Trump's been paying less and less attention to his Republican rivals while escalating his attacks against Biden. He's leading his Republican rivals by 40 points in some polls. And he plans to skip this week's Republican debate in California and instead will meet with union workers in Detroit. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The number of Americans who say they have personally felt the effects of climate change has risen. New Associated Press Newark Center poll finding 9 in 10 Americans saying they've experienced at least one extreme weather event in the past 5 years. That's up from around 79% just a few months ago. Modest gains on Wall Street today. The Dow rose 43 points, close at 34,006. The Nasdaq was up 59 points. You're listening to NPR. Some residents of the devastated Hawaiian city of Lahaina are being allowed to return to what is left of their homes. It's the first time since the fire nearly 7 weeks ago residents have been allowed back in. The wildfire killed at least 97 people and destroyed more than 2,000 buildings, many of them homes. Thousands of federal wildland firefighters are bracing for big pay cuts in less than a week. That is unless Congress intervenes. NPR's Kirk Sigley reports an expected government shutdown before then, stoking fears of mass resignations within the force.
About 19,000 federal wildland firefighters could see their paychecks slashed starting this coming Sunday unless Congress passes pending legislation that would give them a permanent increase. Prior to the fall of 2021, some rookie firefighters on the front lines of major wildfires had been making $15 an hour. Now that year, U.S. Forest Service and other federal agency firefighters got temporary pay raises of up to $20,000 from the infrastructure law, but now those are set to expire. And in the meantime, efforts to give wildland firefighters a permanent pay raise have stalled in a divided Congress. The union that represents them is warning of a, quote, mass exodus from the workforce, just as we're going into the typical peak of California's wildfire season. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
While Neanderthals and other early human ancestors are no longer around, it seems we carry their DNA in our genes. That's been confirmed through DNA research, which has found Homo sapiens mated with Neanderthals and other early humans. Researchers say there's also evidence Neanderthal genes are linked to our immune systems and COVID-19 response. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.